Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. And Merry Christmas to all of you, and also a word of welcome to our brothers and sisters who's following us through the television, the radio, or internet. We gather here during this octave of the Christmas season. The church has this wonderful feast for us to celebrate, namely the Feast of the Holy Family. We are called to be holy just as that of the Holy Family, to love God and each other as God has intended for us. As we prepare ourselves then for this Eucharist, let us call to mind that many times we have failed to love God and each other in the family of God, and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who were pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and the bonds of charity. And so in the joys of your house, delight one day in eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten, firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among the relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Merry Christmas, everyone. It might sound strange to wish Merry Christmas because the secular world outside says that Christmas is over. There's some Christmas song no longer is being played on the radio. The malls, all the glitters and the lights are out, and they have everything on half-price sale. And so I even see some Christmas trees on the corners to be recycled. So according to the secular world, it is over, Christmas that is. But we're reminded that Christmas is not a day, it's a season. And we are in the midst of the octave of Christmas today. And the church has this beautiful feast for all of us to celebrate, namely the Feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We are reminded that our family too should be holy, and we should work on it all the times. As you know, that we live in a culture nowadays where the family is being eroded without us knowing, with all these new technologies that help us to connect with people around the world. We can Skype, we can FaceTime, we can do all these things with family members on the other side of the world and stay close to them. But at the same time, these technologies are separating us from each other. As it's reported that most of the children today are being babysat by technologies, tablets, iPads, smartphones. They are spending between 4 to 6 hours a day on these tablets. And I wonder who is raising our children, what kind of values and virtues being instilled in them because they are watching these things. Us adults don't do much better either. We spend 8 hours at work away from our children. When we get home, we're busy on the computers, responding and on the phone. I even see couples who are sitting right next to each other, but they each of them on their own phone, and they even talk. And so you can see how our families are struggling. And so this feast today reminding us of the need to work, never to give up, to make our families closer, to make it holier. But then you can't help from, at least sometimes when we talk nowadays in our families, sometimes we only address each other when there's a problem. One Sunday, I remember a daddy came out and he said, "Dear Father, the feast of the whole family is nice and dandy, but we can never be able to measure up to them." He said, "Jesus is the Son of God. Mary is a sinless virgin. And then Saint Joseph, known for his holiness." And then he said, "Have you seen my family, Father? My children are no Jesus. And my wife is no gentle woman." And then the wife walked by and said, "And you are no Joseph either." And indeed it's true, we are not called to be perfect right away. We are called to become perfect, holier. And so today as we gather, we might think that the Holy Family had it made. They're so perfect that they went through life unscathed. Whereas we struggle from the moment we born until the day we died, we struggle. But if you really think about it, we should not have to go through, because we wouldn't be able to go through what the Holy Family went through. Take for example, Jesus was born in the manger. If you look at the manger, it looks beautiful. We romanticize it. It looks so perfect. Jesus in the manger with Mary and Joseph, with the cows and the cattle and the sheep. But I don't think any of us would like to be born in the manger and the animal's trough where they eat from. It's very dirty and unsanitary. And we think it's romantic, but it's actually very drafty and cold. All of us were born at least in the hospital, tended by a doctor or a nurse. That's where we were born. So we have a leg on the Holy Family. Also, when we're born, our life were not threatened. People did not seek for our lives to kill us. Whereas in the case of Jesus, the few days after we were born, Herod, the mad king, he had all the power, all the treasure and wealth, yet he was jealous of a little boy who was born, threatening his kingdom, his throne. So he had all the boys between 2 years or younger, had them slaughtered. That's why we have the Feast of the Holy Innocents. And then, of course, Joseph, in his dream, the angel appeared to him and said, take the baby Jesus into Egypt. Now, Egypt might for us today sound very, perhaps, exotic, because we think of the pyramids and the Sphinx. But back then, even today, the Israelites don't go to Egypt because it reminded them the land of slavery. They were slaves there during the time of Joseph and all the Jacob's sons. And so for 400-500 years they were there, they were turned into slaves until they left Egypt and they went to the Promised Land. And so the story, as legend has it, that the night when the angel appeared to Joseph, he immediately took Mary and the child Jesus, crossed the country into Egypt. And on the way there, because they're in such a hurry, they did not wait for a caravan for safety. They went on their own. And legend has it that they were stopped and they were robbed by a band of robbers. But before they did that, one of the thieves looked at the face of Jesus when Mary is carrying him, and he saw this beautiful face and mesmerized by the features of Jesus and his eyes, and he had a change of heart. So he talked to his fellow cohorts to let the Holy Family go. And miraculously, they agreed. But before he left, he looked into the eyes of Jesus once more time and he said, remember this hour and never forget me. As the story goes, the legend goes, years later, it caught up with the thief. He was caught, he was sentenced to death and to be hung on the cross. He was the thief on the right-hand side of Jesus named Didymus. 33 years later, he saw the same familiar faces in Jesus and he cried out to him before he died, Jesus, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. And Jesus looked at him, and even though he was a baby when he was born, when he met him, but he promised him, today, for I tell you, you'll be with me in paradise. But you see, the journey and the struggle of the family, Holy Family, did not stop there. When they returned back into the Promised Land again, when Jesus was 12 years old, he went again in a caravan with his family, as they used to do, to Jerusalem to pray and to offer offerings. On the way back, he decided to stay home, to stay back in the temple. Now, his family, Mary and Joseph, were great parents, and they thought that Jesus probably played along with his cousins and the relatives along the caravan, so they looked for him among them. Didn't find them. Can you imagine losing a child? Of course, this one father teased me one time. Said, Father, I have 5 kids. If I lose one, I still have 4 more. But he might say that, but his heart would be torn apart if one of his children were missing. And here, it's not just ordinary child. He was the Son of God. He's supposed to be the salvation of all the whole world. And so Mary and Joseph went to the temple again and found Jesus there along with all the scribes, the Pharisees, and he was asking questions and answering their own questions. And when Mary met him, she said, my son, did you not aware that your father and I have been looking for you? And Jesus simply said, did you not know I have to be about my father's business? I was just thinking, I said, I don't know what Jesus meant by that. Had I said that to my father, I would have a beating that day for saying that. But not Mary. She treasured all these things in her heart. And we need to remember that. Because in our lives, we too are not spared from difficulties, from tragedies, from death and dying in our own families. And we might question, why? Why is it happening to us? May we learn from Mary to be able to treasure all these things. We don't have to understand why bad things happen. All we need to do is to accept them and offering them up, because in our Christian faith, suffering has redemptive value. We are reminded when we suffer, we actually co-suffering with Christ. And so Mary treasured all these things in her heart. So in our lives, as we, in the families, we struggle to become holier. We might have to raise Aaron's children, and we struggle with them. Those of us who have elderly parents, we might have to take care of them in their old age, and it's not easy. And we might question in God, why is God giving us all these heavy burdens? We should not have to do that. Namely that, just treasure them in our heart and ponder on them. Perhaps we won't understand right there and then why bad things happen. But in due time, God will reveal to us the blessings in disguise of things that happen in our lives. They are supposed to make us holier. So as we gather here on this Feast of the Holy Family, we thank God for having given us the chance to grow up in the family. It is in the family where we learn our virtues, where we learn all our values. It is in the family where we learn our most profound love. At the same time, we also hurt each other the deepest. May we learn to accept the good and the bad, and we cling to each other in love, asking the Holy Family to bless us, to inspire us, to perhaps even to guide us through all these difficulties in life, that we might stay together, that we might grow stronger in faith, hope, and love. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Come again in the glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As children of God, we are part of God's holy family, and so we have the courage to bring our needs and the needs of the whole world.
For the church, that we may be a sign of God's love for us in the way that we treat our brothers and sisters, let us pray to the Lord. For those families whose members have become separated, that God may bring comfort and consolation, let us pray to the Lord. For those without close relatives, that they may be able to find the fruits of family relationships in good friends and kind neighbors, let us pray to the Lord. For our parish community, that we may grow as a family of faith, nurturing our sisters and brothers, supportive of those in need, and welcoming those who are new. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Juan Manuel Guajardo, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Mary Alice Mayer, and Katie Marsh. and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
God, our loving Father, you have adopted us as your children and watch over us and nurture us. Guide us in your ways and teach us how to live as your family. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. Praise and glory to his name, for our good and of all his holy church. We offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation, humbly asking that, through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of God and Saint Joseph, you may establish our families firmly in your grace and your peace. through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in Him God made visible, we may be caught up through Him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and power and the glory are yours. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ be healed. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.